Welcome to a new episode of our podcast, Success is Not Luck. Achieve your goals with routines, structure, and new habits. Yes, and it is indeed already episode number 10. This is dedicated to a very special animal, namely the frog. And a famous writer once said, if you eat a live frog first thing in the morning, you can spend the day with the satisfaction of knowing that this was probably the worst thing that happened to you today. Yes, have fun with the images in your mind and the perceived taste on your tongue. Today, we are talking about the eat the frog technique, an approach that is as simple as it is effective, and whose principle is based on that famous quote by Mark Twain. So, it's obviously a metaphor. You are not really supposed to go out and eat frogs. It's a metaphor for tackling your hardest, most unpleasant task, your frog, right at the start of the day. The logic behind this is undeniable. If you start with the worst, everything else will seem easier in comparison, and you will spend the rest of your day more productively and stress-free. How do you apply the whole thing now? And this is basically the step-by-step guide. So first, identify your frog, and if you've been diligently participating in the last episodes, then you have a perfect task list. You have already sorted this with the Eisenhower Matrix. You might have already completed some tasks using the Pomodoro technique. And now, once more, the precise prioritization within the matrix categories, of course, only in the top left and top right of the Eisenhower Matrix. What is really the task that you enjoy the least, but is incredibly important and that you might have been putting off for a very, very long time? Start each day by evaluating your tasks and selecting the ones you procrastinate on the most, but which are likely to have the greatest positive impact on your life and work. By the way, in Todoist, I have a label for this. It's called ETF, Eat the Frog. And those are exactly the tasks that I sometimes identify, not only in the morning, but sometimes I have some where I say, that is definitely a frog. I really don't want to do it. And for some reason, I also can't delegate it away. And that's why I mark it with the label and push it to the day when I will work on it, because one frog a day is usually enough. This also brings us to point two, no procrastination, or as one says in modern German, procrastination. Resist the temptation to prioritize smaller, less important tasks. The frog is your top priority. Just imagine how it looks at you with its big eyes, and the croaking almost drives you crazy. It has to go. The task must be completed. Third, do not prepare yourself in the morning but the evening before, because planning is the key. Decide exactly what your frog for the next day will be before you end the current day, and so you can proceed without hesitation, without overthinking, without affecting your decision-making battery. And yes, we'll also do an episode on that, as there were already many questions about it. Without affecting your decision-making battery, you can simply go through. Start with your frog. That's why I said I organized everything in Todoist. There, label ETF, there's a maximum of one per day, and then I distribute it over the next days. Look in the evenings, or when I finish work, into my Todoist, which of course is cleared for the day. For the next day, there should be at most one ETF task in it. Otherwise, the day isn't much fun with two toads at the start. And then it happily continues. And it is really nice when that's done. So then I work fourthly, without interruptions. Just give yourself the time and space to fully concentrate on this one task, just like in the Pomodoro technique. Turn off notifications, switch your phone to airplane mode, close your door, and if necessary, inform colleagues or also family members. They also play a big role so that you can stay undisturbed. And if necessary, lock the door again, put on headphones, and immerse yourself in your work world. If the frog is really too big, then break it down into smaller pieces. Sometimes it is really too big to be swallowed in one piece to stick with the image, so to be processed. So just break it down into small, manageable parts. Then you do it today and tomorrow, and maybe the day after tomorrow. Then you have your label on it, ETF. But don't postpone it to the next day. Instead, really break it into three parts so that you, this wonderful, motivating sound of Todoist with the quiet pop, indicating that the task was completed that day. Clear advantages so procrastination stops. By tackling your most feared task first, you simply avoid the whole day of feeling procrastination on the neuropsychological level. In addition, we're venturing far out here on the neuropsychological level. You register a big success in your mind. It will lead to a release of dopamine. And I tell you, if you tackle your frog every morning, yes, a different one each time, then you won't do it with a feeling of, not just with the task, but knowing afterwards comes the wonderful dopamine release, and then you can also set a small reward. Think of the Pomodoro technique, a 5-minute break, making tea, a massage chair, whatever. That's where the first reward of the day can come, and it brings you more energy and motivation. You feel relieved. You have an incredible energy boost for the rest of the day and happily move on to other tasks, because what else could possibly come? Another significant advantage is the improved prioritization. Many people have already asked me about this, saying the Eisenhower Matrix, Pomodoro, all of that is great, but how do you prioritize within the individual clusters of the matrix? This here is another method of prioritization. Do that, handle that first, everything else becomes easier and leads to less stress. The stress will decrease. You will see, by tackling the part of the day you dread the most in the morning, you significantly reduce the stress level for the rest of the day, if you do it the other way around. And maybe you know this or have heard from others who do it this way. You do a lot of small tasks first, and somehow it's almost time to finish for the day, and you think, I still have to do this and that. Then a colleague comes in, the phone rings, your boss puts something else on your desk, or you're at home, the family comes in, says it's almost dinner time, you still wanted something. Do it with the kids, or we wanted to do something together with your wife, your husband, so get it done, and then it's off the table. As a brief conclusion, the Eat the Frog technique is not just a time management tool, but truly an effective means for the first success of the workday and a motivator for everything that follows. And now you might also understand the connection between the last two episodes and this Eisenhower Matrix, the Pomodoro technique, and the Eat the Frog technique. It's not a technique where you do either or. There is an and. We'll address that at the end, Monday, in episode number 11. How do you connect all of this together? How do you get the greatest possible advantage from it? We will also look again on Monday. How can I actually say no to a few things? Or rather, how do I say yes to everything? That's a little cliffhanger. And then there is the entanglement with the whole. Also, which frog is waiting for you tomorrow morning? It is definitely not this one. Namely, that if you haven't done it yet, please leave 5 stars for this podcast. Share the episode, share. If you subscribe, you'll automatically be notified when the next episodes come, and perhaps you can mention to others during your next small talk that there's something wonderful here. What reduces stress and promotes motivation? So the next time someone tells you they had so much stress at work, in their free time, or somewhere, tell them immediately, I know a remedy for that. It's called Marcus Beeford, and he has a podcast that can help you with this. The title of this podcast is Success is Not Luck. But always remember, today is a good day to be happy. We'll hear from each other in the next episode.